here with Vandal freshman Noah Langston. And Noah, I mean, you've been having a pretty great season all year for as a second year wrestler, 5-1 on the week. Get a couple of big wins today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really great, man. I'm glad that today was successful, and you know, this week's been pretty good. So, just hoping to keep it going for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you guys had a busy week, matches every other day. You got 6 of them so far, but I mean, you come out 5-1, and just on the upswing of your season, you guys kind of have a relaxing week next week. A lot of practice, a lot of time in the room to get better, and one quad at the end. But I mean, your dual season's almost over. You ready? Getting ready for postseason?
Yeah, man. I'm just working on a lot of stuff at practice, just trying to get better every day with it, and just, you know, like you said, a good week of practice coming up, and just hopefully some exciting new stuff I can get done.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that's been exciting about you all season is just the heart and the way you wrestle each of these matches. I mean, you're never out of a match. We saw it on Thursday. You had to come from behind win over Highland, over a tough Highland kid, and today come from behind win over Auburn and a big win over Murfreesboro. I mean, it feels like you're just constantly in a match. What's that come down to? Your gas tank, your just drive, what is it?
I mean I feel like I like use all of my gas that's in the tank, like you said. But so I mean I'm able to go through three periods, but I just think that I just really try to never give up during a match, you know. Even if I'm on my back, I'm still trying to fight as hard as I can, and I just always trying to work stuff and find angles, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're constantly attacking on your feet, and that's kind of been the difference. You wear these guys out and are just able to overtake them in the third. It doesn't matter if you go into the third down. I mean, you keep fighting the whole way and usually end up with a pin in those short time situations. You have a lot of third period pins and a lot of fifth 6 minute pins, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, and one thing that really impressed me was just the way you won that Highland match the other day. I mean, you got the pin, but you didn't come up celebrating. You came up like you knew you were going to win that match, coming in trailing, and I mean, pulling out a big match for your team. That had to feel pretty special.
Yeah, I was really nervous for that match, and I tried to go in as confident as I could, and got on my back there for a minute, but I just tried to keep fighting. No, I did not want to get pinned. No, I wasn't going to get pinned, and just kept fighting.
Yeah, as an IESA state qualifier last year, I know you're eyeing the state tournament again this year. And I mean, with wins over a lot of regional opponents, you have yourself a good seed set up coming in, and an opportunity to make a run at the sectional tournament at home. That has to be pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I'm hoping to just keep this going in, because state, man, that's a big thing, especially as a freshman.
Especially as a freshman, second year wrestler. Yeah. I mean, that's something you got to keep in mind too.
Yeah,
you don't have a lot of the experience yet, but I mean you're still constantly in these matches, and I mean that's a dangerous thing coming into the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely just want to keep this going into postseason. Hopefully, have a really good day at regionals, and then have another really good day at sectionals.
All right. Well, really. A couple really good days this week, and hopefully you keep it rolling the rest of the way. Congrats, bud.
Thank you.